Yes, so I met my beloved husband. Yes. And I was only 16.
What, you were 16 when you got married?
No, not when I got married. No.
When you met him?
I was 18 when I got married.
How did you meet him?
How did I meet him? Well, there used to be a disco. Dr. Dougal was one of our local GPs. He had his own little practice, which is in that little hut. Opposite the doctor's surgery, there's a little stone house. It's a cottage now,
The
stone firm's office. Well, that was Dr. Dougal's little practice, because doctors, we didn't have health centres and all that in those days. And Dr. Dougal used to run a disco at the El Rocco Club, which was the social club of the blues club, the football club.
Yeah.
And that was before it moved to where it is now. It used to actually be more on Grove Corner. And in fact, you can still see the bit of the arch. On the road, that was where they dug the Portland bomb up. Do you remember about the Portland? No, you wouldn't, because that was 20 years ago when we were all evacuated.
Famous, yes.
Yeah. And but that was where the El Rocco was, and that was the social club. And on a Tuesday and a Thursday, he used to run a disco, and it was Andy Vincent. Is Andy Vincent still around? Now, who's his sister? I can't remember her married name, but you might know the grandchildren. And he used to do the disco on a Tuesday. The Tuesdays wasn't really so good. Thursdays was a big night. It was 2 shillings, 2 bob, 10 pence. There was no alcohol, although there was alcohol there. And all the bikers used to come up from Bridport as well. All the greasers. and then there'd be the mods as well. And, oh, gosh, it was really... Sometimes there were fights in the street up there. It was quite rowdy. Portland was quite... And they used to come in and say, why are you coming over here? And it's funny because my dad used to say to me that they, when he was younger, that they used to come to Portland. The cinema was where Wren Court is in Fortune's Well, and that was the Regal Cinema. And he said they used to come over to Portland on the Saturday afternoon to wind up the Portland boys. He said, because, of course, yeah, he lived on White Road. He said, we were all a bit posh. He said, we had a bit more money than some of the Portland lads. He said, but some of the Portland girls were to die for. And he always told me that Margaret Ifield, well, she was the smartest girl going. He said, so we used to come over here, he said, and we'd stand there and they'd come out and we'd start whistling at all the girls and say, want to come over town with us then? Want to come dancing then, darling, and all that. He said, no, he said we'd often have a scrap with the Portland boys, he said, just for the fun of it.